Morning. So we're kind of deep into the summer months now. I hope you've been enjoying the summertime despite the heat. I hope that you've been having some rest, some relaxation time, some enjoyment. Maybe if you're lucky enough to go on vacation somewhere, even a stay vacation can be very, very helpful. But you know, we have one word that I think is very important and powerful and describes a certain type of activity that I think is more important. Those are those activities that we call recreational, in the sense of recreation. I think things that we do that are recreational always imply a certain sense of enjoyment, a lot of fun. You know, you can have time off and kind of sit at home and do nothing, but if you do something that's recreational, almost always you feel better afterwards than you did before. When I was a kid, I played basketball for hours, and I would be very hot and tired and drained of all energy at the end of the game, but I felt better at the end of the game than I did at the front, because it was recreational. It kind of recreates and kind of starts anew, which kind of implies that the person who recreates kind of needed some recreation, you know, because things wear down, they get kind of torn down, they get eroded, sometimes tired. So recreational activities can be very, very powerful. You know, Jesus today provides kind of a recreational experience for his disciples. He takes them to a mountaintop and he is transfigured. You know, we have a recreational day each week, believe it or not. Sunday is supposed to be a recreational day. They talk about it as a day of rest. It's actually not the right translation. The idea is that God worked 6 days to create the world, and then he rested on the seventh. The problem is that it kind of implies that God gets tired. God doesn't get tired. We get tired. God doesn't get tired. Actually, the better translation is God created the world in 6 days, and then on the seventh day, he rested in the world that he created. He enjoyed the work that he had done. It would be like if parents, you know, build a basketball hoop for their kids in their backyard or in their front yard, and after working all 6 days on that basketball hoop, what do? On the seventh day, they play basketball all day long. They are kind of enjoying the work that they have just done. Or someone's working on their car all week long, and after working hard on their car all week long, what do when they're done? They get in the car and they enjoy it. And so really what the Sunday rest means, not so much to avoid work, but to seek some recreational activity, even if it means a lot of sweat and hard work, like playing basketball. It just means to seek something that makes you anew, that recreates you, and you can tell you found the right recreational work because you feel better at the end than you did at the beginning. Then that Sunday has done what it's for. After all, I don't take Sundays off. This is recreational. I feel better at the end than I did at the beginning. So it's not a matter of avoiding work. It doesn't mean that you get the excuse to take a nap all day. What it means is to enjoy the creation that God made. And so Jesus provides a recreational experience for his disciples. He takes them to a mountaintop, and there he is transformed. He is transfigured. No one really knows today what that means. We have the physical description. He gets very bright. His clothes become dazzling white. But what we know for sure is that the disciples really, really liked it. They enjoyed it. They felt better at the end than they did before. It was recreational. It was a beautiful, beautiful experience for them. By the way, every time I read this gospel, it always reminds me of something that I don't like doing. I don't like reading novels, fiction. And people find it very recreational, that's fine. I never liked it. I like to read things that are true, history or archaeology, things like that. But ironically, a friend of mine wrote a novel. So guess what? He gave it to me. So now I have to read it. So I read it this last week, but I have to tell you, and I didn't tell him this, but when I pick up a novel, I always read the last page first. I'm not going to go through all the work of reading a novel to find out the guy dies in the end. I want to know if it's a happy ending. So in a way, this gospel is written for people like me, because Jesus shows us the last page. He shows us what heaven is like. This is a little glimpse into the last page of the novel that is each of our lives, the historical novel that is our lives. We get a look into the end, what heaven will look like, not on one day on that mountaintop, but every single moment in heaven is recreational, is recreational, in which we just enjoy immensely each and every moment. So we got a little glimpse of it at this gospel. We get a glimpse of it at every Sunday Mass. I hope that you have some recreational time this summer, but always time spent with the Lord is always the best recreational time of all.